About 20 years ago, folk singer Alan Onapu went to a party.
Party for other musicians.
It's in someone's house in South Florida with a bunch of people.
30 or 40, I don't know. Playing and drinking and showing each other moves and tricks.
Alan brought along a lady friend to this party. She'd gone off to talk to people, but quickly came back to Alan to tell him this.
There's a man here offering to all the girls, it's their last chance to have sex with him before he goes off to jail.
Alan had to hear more.
Because this was a line that I had not yet heard.
So Alan goes off to find this guy.
You're standing somewhere like in a dining room of the house.
This is Alan's version of events, by the way. The man from the party declined to be interviewed for this story. So anyway, it turns out Alan kind of knows this guy from the folk music scene. He goes up to him and he says,
"Heard you have a really good story about something. Would you tell me?"
And the guy sort of grumbles.
Well,
but reluctantly, he tells Alan this tale of why he's headed to jail. A story about the highway, tailgating, and a gun.
And I went and said, "Boy, what a great story. Let's make a song about it. Let's write it together." And he said in a threatening way, "Oh, no, don't write that song."
Alan thought it over, and he wrote the song anyway.
Southbound for Miami on I-95. He was following too close to me for the way that I drive. So I shot him a finger and we exchanged a glance. We pulled off the highway for some useless violence.
You can think of this as the Hollywood version of the tale Alan heard that night, an inspired by real events kind of deal.
I didn't notice him flashing his badge when I showed him my gun.
So to recap, the narrator was driving on I-95. Someone starts tailgating him. Narrator gives the guy the finger. Both drivers pull off 95. The narrator pulls a gun, and it turns out the other guy is a detective.
The judge slammed down the sentence. He said it so well. I got a 3-year vacation.
3 years in jail. Alan's words of wisdom?
Not to let your anger get out of whack.
Especially on I-95, where being in a car seems to change people.
They seem to feel like they're inside of a protective zone inside their vehicle. And I think that's the wrong attitude.
And that, says Alan, is the lesson of this ballad of I-95. Like me. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.